So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf cited Rabbi Yehuda Marav. Yoydin ha Yisrael b'avodas kachavim she'im b'mamish. B'loy avda b'avodas kachavim elahatlam arayis b'fahesya. Klal Yisrael knew that idols are meaningless, but they served them as a way to throw off their Torah obligations in order to engage in forbidden activities such as illicit relationships. The Gemara challenges this from the following braisa. The pasuk says, "V'yizaku b'kol gadol el Hashem Eloheihem." And the braisa explains that the Anshik Nesek Deila said, "Baya baya, haynu da'achar ve'lebeisa v'kalya lehichala v'katlinu le'tzadiki v'glinu le'yisrael ma'arayu v'adayin hu merakid b'inan." Alas, this Yetzirah, referring to the desire to serve over the Zara, caused the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash and the exile of the Jewish people, and it's still rampant amongst us. You only created it in order to give us reward for defeating it. We don't want it or its reward. Clearly, the Jews were attached to their idols. The Gemara answers, after Klal Yisrael became accustomed to serving idols, they indeed became attached to them and served them sincerely. The Gemara now cites the rest of the Braisa. Yasvu tulasu yemi betanisa bo yirachme. Nachshon Knesset Gedolah fasted for 3 days and daven to eliminate the Yitzhar Dabai Dazar. Nafalahu piska mirakia davakasa bo emes. A note fell from heaven that read truth because chaysem eshal HaKadosh Baruch Hu emes. The signature of Hashem is truth. Hashem thereby signaled his agreement to eliminate this Yitzhara. Subsequently, nafik kugurya denura mi beis kodesh HaKadoshim. Amalu Naval Yisrael Haini Yitzhar Dabai Dazara. The form of a fiery young lion came out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and the Nabi told Klal Yisrael, this is the Yitzhara of Avodah Zarah. They then said, Hoyel Ve'is Ratzinhu Nibay Rachma Yitzhar Daveira. Since it is a fortuitous time, let us ask to be spared the Yitzhara of immorality as well. Vayirachme Imstra B'yadayu. They daven and gain control over the Yitzhar Daveira. However, Chavshu Etzlasa Yaymi Ibayu Be'yasa Basyem Lucheilu B'yishkachachu. After suppressing it for 3 days, they discovered that there were no more fresh eggs to be found because they had eliminated all natural desire. Therefore, they faced a dilemma. Neboya palga mirkei lo yavi. We cannot ask to eliminate only the desire for illicit relationships because heaven does not grant partial requests. Therefore, kachlinu le'enei ahani b'dilo yigari inish b'kreipse. They blinded it, and this accomplished that people do not desire their immediate relatives, although they still desire married women and need this. The Mishnah Daf Samach concludes, Hapayir atzmei labal pa'ayir zuhi avidasa. One who relieves himself in front of the idol, pa'ayir, is liable for stoning. And the Gemara adds, avagav demechavin lebizui. Is liable even if he intends to demean it, since this is its usual manner of worship. Similarly, hazirik evin lemakarilis zuhi avidasa. One who throws stones at the idol, makarilis, is liable for the death penalty of stoning. And the Gemara adds, avagav demechavin lemirgime. He's liable even if he intends to stone it, since this is its usual manner of worship. The Gemara adds, Echad anoit le'echad anois nechayev, kol chod v'chod ravchu l'chaver teshavik. It is likewise forbidden to remove a stone from before the Makarilis because he clears a space for another person to worship it. The Gemara now elaborates on this form of worship. There was a non-Jewish woman who was gravely ill, and she swore, if she will get well, she will worship every idol in the world. When she was healed, she fulfilled her promise, and Higiyah lePa'er, she arrived at the idol Pa'er and was instructed, Oichlin Teradun V'Sheisen Sheikher U'Masrizen B'Fanah. One eats beets and drinks beer and relieves themselves in front of it. Whereupon she replied, Mutiv Shetachzer Ahu Isha Lochelehov V'Loi Tavra B'Dezar B'Kach. It would be better to become ill again than engage in this form of worship. The Gemara cites a machlekes regarding Klal Yisrael's worship of Pa'er. Rav said, Hanitzmadim L'Bal Pa'er Kitzamed Pasel. But they were firmly attached to Pa'ar like the seal of a vessel. However, they were only attached to Hashem like dates, which cling to each other loosely. A braisa takes the opposite approach, interpreting these psukim positively. They were attached to Pa'ar like a bracelet on a woman's wrist, which hangs loosely, but were firmly attached to Hashem. The Gemara cites an incident. A Jew went in to defile the Pa'er, and he relieved himself and cleaned himself with its nose. The attendants then praised him and said, no one ever worshipped this Avodah Zarah as well as you did. The next Mishnah elaborates on the ritual of Melech, which involved passing one's child through a fire. Zok the Mishnah, one who gives his child in the service of Melech is not liable until he both delivers his child to Melech and passes him through the fire. However, Masal Lamaylech Bleheva Be'esh, Heva Be'esh Blei Masal Lamaylech, En Lechayev, Atshayim Tzal Lamaylech Ve'yava Be'esh. If he did only one, delivered his child to Melech, or only passed him through the fire, he's not liable unless he does both. And the Gemara explains, Shayim Serenu Lemishar Se'avodah Zarah. He must deliver the child to the idol's attendants. This is derived from the pasuk Umezaracha Leisitin Lahavar Lamaylech. Leisitin teaches Shayim Tzal Lamaylech, Lahavar teaches Ve'yava Be'esh. The Gemara points out, Katani Avodah Zarah beKatani Melech. The Mishnah Daf Nun Gimel listed Avodah Zarah and Melech separately. Because he holds Melech Lav Avodah Zarah, the Melech ritual is not a form of Avodah Zarah. Therefore, as Rashi explains, Zibech v'kita l'fana pater. If one sacrifices to Melech, he's exempt. The Gemara cites a brayse in which there is a machlekes regarding this point. Tanakama says, Echel Melech v'echel Shah Avodah Zarah Chayev. One is also liable for performing the Melech ritual for any other Avodah Zarah, even if it's not its usual form of worship, because Melech Nam Avodah Zarah, Melech is a form of idol worship. Therefore, as Rashi explains, since the Pasuk Echa Yavdu already includes all usual forms of worship, the prohibition of Melech is meant to include serving any idol with this ritual. However, one is only liable for performing this ritual for Melech, not for other Avodah Zarah, because Melech Lam Avodah Zarah Elochai Kulahem. The Melech ritual is not a form of idol worship, yet the Torah forbade it specifically when intended for Melech. Abaya adds, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Chanina ben Atignis, Amru Davar Echad. Chanina ben Atignis agrees with Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, that Melech Lav Avodah Zarah, rather means accepting something as a ruler. However, Rava holds that there is some disagreement between them. Melech Arroy Ikebenayu. B'chanina ben Atignis holds that one is liable even for a stone appointed as a Melech Arai, a temporary ruler. While Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon disagrees and requires a Melech Kavua, a permanent ruler. The Gemara proceeds to list several additional halachas regarding the Melech ritual. Ein l'chayev ela al yotzi reichai. One is only liable for his own offspring, not other relatives. This includes his children, and even ben benoi uben bita, his grandchildren, and even zera pasul, illegitimate children. These are derived from some superfluous words. However, hever kol zari pater, if he gave all his children, he's exempt. This is derived from Mizaracha v'loy kol zaracha. The Gemara inquires, Haviri suma mahu, yashin mahu. Is he liable for a child who is blind or asleep? As Rashi explains, Mihava derech havar bakach, de'in yochalava ba'atzmai. Perhaps this is not a true form of passing, since he could not have done so of his own volition. The Gemara does not resolve this query. In the chayiv ad she'avirenu derech havar, one is only liable if he passes the child through the fire in the normal manner. The Gemara brings two versions of the ritual. Shraga delivni b'mitzi, nur mahai gisa b'nur mahai gisa. The child is passed over a column of bricks with a fire on either side. Ok meshvarta depuria, someone holds the child and leaps over a pit of fire. Hever atzmai, it's a machligitz where the one is liable for undergoing the ritual himself. The Rabban hold pater, Rabbi Lazar b'shim and mechayev. This is derived from the pasuk li'matzi b'cha maver b'noyu b'itoy b'eish. Rabbi Lazar b'shim expounds b'cha ba'atzmacha, therefore he is liable. Rabban and Lodar Shabbach, therefore, he is exempt.